Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And I'm live from the beach tonight. Yes, live from Myrtle Beach. I'm up in Florida. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Having a great time here at the beach this week. And have a really awesome, great co-host joining me today. And Derek is off this week, so we're missing Derek very much. We're missing his crazy, sexy self. And so it's happy hour here at Pier 14, and that's what we're calling live from today. Welcome, Stacy.
Hello.
So we are just having, like, so much fun at the beach, having a riot, going to talk about sex. Do you like to talk about sex?
I love talking about sex.
So, okay, we're on the beach. There's a lot of sexy people on the beach, right?
There are very, very sexy people.
I know.
Couples that have been here forever that you just are like, oh, you know why they're together. And then just the hotties perusing, and you're like, I could get that number.
Oh, yeah. I know, I'm trying to look around. Let's see what we see right now. There's a group of young people looking all sexy in the water right over there. Too young for us, I think. Too young for us. It's like some people have been having a lot of conversation about what causes, like, rape, right?
Ooh,
that's been, like, a huge
yes.
thing this week. Like, and one person, I posted something just on my personal thing about what causes rape.
Rapist.
That's it. Period.
Doesn't matter.
And people are like, well, you're just being kind of straight there, aren't you? There's a lot of things that could cause it.
And
I'm like, seriously? You've got to be kidding me. He wrote something like, dressing sexy could have a factor. And then he looked up the definition of cause. And I'm like, okay, I'm on the beach. I was on the beach right then. I'm like, we're on the beach right now. There's a lot of sexy people. They might cause an erection, but are they going to cause rape?
No.
Exactly. The only thing that causes that is
rape is violence.
Yeah.
Taking.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with sex. Really.
Nothing at all.
It's just an act that is inclusive in it. That's it.
No. Exactly. Because you could say masturbation is raping yourself. Give me a break.
That's just fun.
Because
right?
it is. But like,
what if I force myself to do it?
I'm dumbfounded, never sleepless. But really, honestly, let's talk about that young man, that privileged young white man, and his father said, what was it, an act of a couple...
20 minutes of action.
20 minutes of action. What is 20 minutes of action? Doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Doing whatever you want is at the price of someone, to include yourself.
Yep. Totally. So it doesn't cause it. And I was like, what? So that means, like, I'm on the beach, so everybody here is causing rapists to rape.
No, it really doesn't.
You can wear whatever you want. We're both wearing low-cut shirts right now. You're showing some nice cleavage. And we're not causing anybody to attack us. We're just, like, wearing sexy clothes. It doesn't cause rape. So,
not cause rape.
You know, here on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, we like to just get real. And, you know, and it's important. It's important to talk about these things in a really straight talk
rape
way.
Rape is really sick. Because if you can, if it's about action, let's say action is the action of coming. Give me a break.
A lot of
rapists
don't even come.
So it's you're right.
They don't even come. Yeah.
But if masturbation is just for purity, getting off, then you're hurting yourself. Then you shouldn't be come on. Now, I like to hurt myself a lot, obviously.
I don't hurt myself very often. It's not that fun to me. I'm just kidding. Actually, I really am not kidding. I don't know. To me, it's like more fun with somebody else. I don't know why. It's not as much fun for myself. You know,
it is,
sure,
but
I do it
let's,
sometimes.
Okay, but
not
let's switch to the good side of this conversation.
I know, the good side of it.
Let me tell you the plus. I'm a migraine sufferer. How great is it to get off? relaxes you. It's endorphins. It helps.
Does it really help your headache?
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
It helps sleep.
That's for masturbating. Well, yeah, I guess
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it helps
sleep, relaxation.
Are doctors telling people this to have more sex and more
orgasms?
No,
they do not, because it's inappropriate.
Oh, it's not inappropriate.
Have more orgasms. Yes, it will help your headaches, people.
Definitely. I get probably 5 to 6 migraines a month.
Do you cure them all?
If I'm not at work, yes, I do.
Thank you for being so honest with our listeners today. We do have a lot of listeners on iTunes. It's pretty fun. So people can, you know, you can download these podcasts, listen to them again. We're very educational here. So, you know, we share things like CP123. Derek loves that, you know, our conception prevention methods. Now we've got healing migraines. You know, sex is just good for everything. So remember to download your iTunes and listen to this show.
So we're on a public pier, but yes, it is in the South. South is, we're a little nicer about things down here. People are easily offended. Now, mind you, let me tell you something about Southern women and Southern men. That does not mean they're prudes.
That is very true. I remember when I lived down
they
here.
They may possibly be a little dirtier than everybody else.
Sometimes. Oh, my God. So, I can't tell the secret, but you can read about one of these stories. In 58, if you go to almostfreesexbooks.com, some of Macy's stories might be true, and they might be from down south. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, there was this one guy that I met. So he had, I can't remember if it was, like, missing teeth or he had false teeth and took them out. I don't know. But I didn't care because it was really fun. It was a long time ago. I don't even remember how long ago, but I used to live on the beach here, and actually up the road a bit in North Carolina. And I was probably about 30. So, oh, my goodness, that would be almost 20 years ago. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, it was really fun to, you know, be down south. And she's right. You know, sometimes people are very polite on the outside, but it doesn't always mean that they're not having some fun still. So it's a pretty good deal for that. So Stacy has gone to retrieve our drinks back to the pier, so we're not quite so loud with our table neighbors. So, you know, here at Sex Talk and Derek and Tina, we are sponsored by AlmostFreeSexBooks.com as well as IngrisEugen.com, and lots of great activities always happening with Derek and Audra at IngrisEugen. So I think coming up is I think they're doing a Reiki share this weekend where you can get some healing. It's not sexual healing, but it is healing. That could carry over to your personal life at a later time. Also, we have coming up some really great guests over the next few weeks. Some additional erotic authors will be joining us very soon, as well as a professional spanker, a professional dominant spanker. So he is a riot. I can't wait to have him join us soon on the show as well. So we have some really great guests coming up for you. And yeah, still looking at this beach here, and I have to say there's two gentlemen walking by that are kind of, one of them is kind of sexy, gray haired, very tan. Nice.
Yeah, I do like the
gray hair because, well, I'm 48 years old, so gray hair is good for me. And we're kind of missing Derek this week. So we'd be having a riot with Stacy and I today, who should be joining back with me any minute. Sorry, we are not in live in the chat room today. I know some of you like to join us in the chat room and add your funny comments to our conversations. And we did not have that live tonight. So I do want to, oh my gosh, totally almost forgot to tell you.
If you go to almostfreesexbooks.com right now, today before midnight, you can click on 69 Wild Sex Important Stories and download it from Amazon for free. So, yes, it's free all day today till midnight, midnight Pacific time, I believe. So be sure to go to almostfreesexbooks.com, download that free book. It's on iTunes at a later date. You know, watch our page, watch almostfreesexbooks.com, because we do have freebies of the books quite often. So we'll have a freebie download, not quite once a month, but almost once a month we have a freebie download, and today happens to be the day. So if you're lucky enough to listen live, you can grab that book today. Otherwise, again, check it out. Dig it out. Download it soon. You'll be able to get that book. And 69 Wild Sex Important Stories has some really great stories from lots of our authors, including Drake Dubois, who has been a guest on our show. There are stories from him that are in that book that you can download free today. I almost totally forgot. Basically, I was telling them they can download 69 Wild Sex and Important Stories free today.
Free!
It's free! I was whispering because we have small children walking past us at the moment.
A whole tribe, so they obviously clearly understand that.
They do, exactly. And, you know, that's the funny thing. Like, a lot of times people don't want to talk about sex. They'll be a little prudish, but come on. People are having it. This is how people have families. We have these four little adorable children walking by. Oh, my God, that little boy at the end, he's the adorable in his little shorts. He's so cute.
Yes,
to get those little cuteness, you got to have sex. Well, actually, you don't. Artificial insemination, whatever, yeah. But for the most part, you usually do. So you got to do it. And you ought to have fun when you do it. And, you know, be safe, too. So, Stacey, tell us something interesting about you.
Interesting about me?
Yeah.
I just moved to the beach because I was just having fun. I'm an adult, that kids are grown, I'm educated, have money, don't have anything else to do but be me. So I moved to the beach and I'm thinking it's supposed to be the greatest experience of my life. I get on Tinder. I meet a tourist.
We love Tinder, right? Oh, come on, everybody.
I end up meeting actually a tourist. So I've actually had no sexual fun at the beach. I have met a tourist and I fly to her. But it is worth it.
I know. That's really tough. Like, those long distance things are a little bit tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because you can't just, like, say, hey, come on over.
It doesn't
exactly work that way.
And that brings us back to why I use masturbation to help my headache. Anyway.
So funny.
No. But the truth is here, is that sex is very, very important to your health, to your self-esteem. But it's a normal function that gets your endorphins, your hormones, all those things that if you have a higher power or you believe in evolution, we're a great machine and everything works for a reason. But one thing, we were made to have babies. We really were.
Not me.
Not me.
I was missing that gene. Thank you very much. I'm a non-breeder. Committed. Non-breeder. Thank you.
You're the people that study and make our world better so the rest of us can live amok.
And breed all these little children.
Hey,
sorry.
And then when you breed them, this is a PSA. If you have a baby, it is your job. Great adult and a better citizen.
That is very true. Yeah. So teach them to love. Sense of love. That's the big thing.
It's love. So why can't I find love at the beach?
Oh my gosh.
Because there's an app called Tinder.
Ah! So I just saw this woman. At first I thought she was burying her whole breast. See, her little cover-up is down on one side, but she is wearing a swimsuit. She's got a bikini top. But from a distance for a moment, I really thought she was like, whoa, this isn't a topless beach.
No, it
is
not.
Are there any topless beaches down here? No, topless beaches.
There is one, I think, a little northern in North Carolina, but not Myrtle area. Not south or north, not in between.
Too much tourism here. Too much tourism. I miss Carolina Beach when I lived there.
Carolina Beach, you could probably get away with just about anything.
Yeah, I'd be able to.
On Freedom Park.
Ah, okay.
Not on the main strip. For experience myself. Okay, so now at Carolina Beach, they have marked off camping areas. I drive my Jeep onto the beach, but now you're making me camp next to somebody instead of random areas on the beach. So I'm on the beach next to these gentlemen who are of military persuasion, which I'm an ex-military. So two things here. One, they bring out the Jameson. I'm Irish, and they're veterans. They're like, not Irish, or nor are you a veteran to not take a shot from my itself. So, yes, I had one or two more than I should have
You're
had.
You're Irish? I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're Scottish and Irish. Yes, you are.
No, I'm German. All right, keep going.
You're not all German. We're going to get on this. Anyhow, we'll take that. We're family, and we'll, yes, he is Irish. Anywho.
I'm a snob. I can't take Irish.
Well, how Germans are am.
I know. I would rather be an asshole.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Anywho.
Oh,
no, Germans are, I mean, Irish are fine. So anyway, long story short, one too many tips of the Jameson. They called me on my Irish and my Army background. I'm like, you know what? I want to go swimming. So I go swimming, and I'm laying on the beach naked in the night. And my best friend, I guess a car just drove by and was at the base of my feet. So the men that offered the Jameson and my best friend come running. Are you okay? What are you talking about? Yes,
oh,
I'm
my
okay.
God, they thought they ran you over?
Yeah, they thought the car ran me over.
Oh,
so they're like,
God.
Wait a second. So this is a male standing at me, and my female best friend are both standing at the head of me. My feet are pointing towards the ocean, and they're like, you are butt naked. I'm like, yes, the moon. The ocean. How great is this? And then the wife comes. Holy shit, why is Stacey naked? I'm like, the moon, Jameson, and the ocean. I'm going for a swim. What is the problem here?
That's awesome. I love it. Oh my God, I can't wait to go camping at the beach. That's going to be so much fun.
It will.
So I have to come here and do that. That's going to be great.
You have to.
And, you know, swimming naked in the ocean is awesome, too. Yeah,
it is.
Fabulous.
It is so great for your soul.
What?
Packed in the ocean.
Oh, my God,
really,
I love sex
really
in the
good.
Ocean. Especially, yes, because it's salty water and you kind of
you're very
in and,
buoyant.
Oh, yeah.
Very
in the ocean is amazing.
Try it in a pool.
Yeah.
Way different. Might be.
Okay. In the pool is good, too. I've done that a lot.
It's in the good.
But in the ocean is even better. Totally. 100%. Yeah.
Way
yeah.
better.
Oh, we love sex on the beach. Sex in the water. On the water, on the sand. It's all good.
Doesn't matter.
I bet you a lot of people are having sex in that Ferris wheel right there.
I would. Did you tell them that the Ferris wheel at Myrtle Beach,
it's like the second tallest Ferris wheel in the world, I think, or something. But they're all little enclosed little pods. You know people
and
are having sex.
And it is private. They don't put anyone on the pod that you
this
do not know.
This is a cheap sex motel. It's $14. We should get advertising and royalties off them. It's $14. You get a little pod for, 8 to 10 minutes. You know, it's better than a motel.
I can get off before 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right? That's so great.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. So, you know, I don't know what else we'd want to talk about, but I just figured we would just have a quick chat from here at the beach, even though Derek couldn't join us tonight. We didn't really have anything totally planned. At the beach.
We wanted to interview on the beach, which you see a lot of loving couples. However, half off appetizers and all drinks, Pier 14.
I know. It's
great freaking servers.
Come on down if you're in Myrtle Beach listening.
Yeah.
Some of you might be listening later, and if not, give us a message and we'll meet you another time for beach server drinks.
I live here, so if you want to meet, let me know.
Okay, so we're going to sign off from the Pier 14 in Myrtle Beach and hope everybody has an awesome, awesome night, awesome weekend, lots of sex, and happiness.
Woo-hoo!